Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Here we go, 6:17, make it 6:18 on this Friday morning, October 23rd, 11 days till the election, one day until LSU takes on the South Carolina Gamecocks. Matter of fact, it's a battle of the Carolinas this weekend because the Saints will take on the Carolina Panthers, who are from North Carolina. Mike Dottiglia joins us now, our WWL NFL and college football analyst. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Tommy.
Tell people how to follow you on Twitter.
At Mike Dottiglia.
D-E-T. Spell it, please.
Yeah, D-E-T-I-L-L-I-E-R. So that way when you write me the check, Tommy, you'll know how to spell it right.
No, I mention that because I like following you on Twitter. Some people are crap on
Twitter.
You know what I'm saying?
But
you're not.
Yeah, I get it.
And I love the vintage pictures. I didn't look today. Did you got any posted or not?
I sure do.
Let me take a look here and see what you got. A lot of times you'll see those old Saints uniforms, which I really love. What happened to NFL throwback uniforms? They don't do those anymore?
Well, I don't know about doing it this year, but I'm sure that, you know, they always got some concept to make money. You know, the one thing with the NFL, they know how to do it. They like a casino. They always hit.
they never wind up on the bad side of it, huh?
No, never.
Let's talk about Carolina, and I guess we'll start the quarterback with Teddy. What kind of season he's been having?
He's been having a solid season, really has. You think about Christian McCaffrey, who was their star player, goes down, with that high ankle sprain, and he won't play this week. And yet this team has continued to find a way to win. And, you know, his relationship with the Panther new offensive coordinator Joe Brady, when Joe was here in New Orleans, has certainly helped out. Joe knew the type player and leader that Teddy was, and he pushed pretty hard for them to make that push to sign Bridgewater away from New Orleans. So, but you know, that relationship shows, and he knows the good points and, you know, maybe some of the softer points that Teddy has in his game. But, man, they found a way to win with a rebuilt offensive line and doing it without McCaffrey, which, man, I didn't think they would win many. And so they've gotten good results offensively with Teddy. And he's never going to be flashy. Mm-hmm. But, man, again, it's all about W's, and he finds a way to do it.
Kind of like the turtle and the hare, huh? We could take a break. We come back. We'll pick it up. Any questions or comments about the Saints or about LSU or about any football, really text it in to Mike Dottiglia and me here at WWL 504-260-1870. That would be the mortgage financial phone and text line. It is 6:21 now, and that's time for traffic here on WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dottiglia, our WWL NFL college and NFL football analyst. I'm going to try to work some comments in here from our mortgage financial phone and text line at 504-260-1870, because there was a big debate last night, and I'll read a couple of them. President Trump told multiple lies and appealed repeatedly to his conspiracy theory followers. President Trump said nothing about how he would unite America. And then there's another text that comes in. I'm a registered Democrat, but still on the fence about this election. But after watching last night's debate, one thing that rang out to me was the fact of a career politician against a businessman with 3 years of politics, while a businessman tells a career politician, you've made 47 years of nothing but mistakes, and now you think you're going to get it right. I really think Trump won the debate last night. So you can text your thoughts in, and I'll pass them along throughout the morning. Right now we're talking about football. Mike, I don't know, speaking of the text line, if somebody tuned in late or not, but they're asking you, Mike, what are your thoughts on Joe Brady? I feel like it was a poor hire for Carolina. But you just kind of said, not so. Well, I'm just reading it, just telling you.
Man. It might have been poor if you were an LSU fan, having him leave to go to Carolina. I mean, that's the only poor I can see with that. No, listen, Joe's going to be an NFL head coach one day. So I don't know where you're going with the poor hire, but I do know one thing. That guy, he is, and you can see it, and it don't take long when you're speaking to him, that he's a future NFL head coach. He's not crazy about recruiting. That wasn't the strong point about Joe, and so I knew he wasn't going to last long at the college ranks. But, man, and professionally, he's a young star in this business, and he knows the game very well, learned it. You know, he was a receivers coach, pitch and catch coach, and Sean hired him to bring in concepts in the RPO business from the college to the pros. And, you know, so – every coach now does it as far as the NFL is concerned, but Shauna did that with Joe. And I know one thing, working for Sean, he ain't working 9 to 5. Man, that's like 5:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock late at night, breaking down film and seeing what concepts can be used from the college ranks into the pros. And there's a lot of it now. You know, you watch. If you watched LSU last year and you watched the Saints, it was almost like you were seeing the exact same thing. So they stole from one another, so to speak. And he's got a chance to be a really, really top young coach in this business as far as, I think, a head coach possibility. And I think very soon. So that was a great hire by Matt Rhule, really was.
You know, I wanted to ask you about it because I saw his video last weekend. I don't know where, of Nick Saban on a recruiting mission. I guess he was doing a Cupid shuffle in the living room or something, whatever he was doing.
Yeah, yeah, that's from a few years back, but still, that's Nick being Nick.
What makes a good recruiter from a bad recruiter? What you mentioned Joe Brady not being such a great recruiter. What's the difference between a good one and a bad one?
You got to love it. It's competitive. And the other thing, too, is when you get turned down, you know, like Coach Orgeron, you know, he don't accept no for an answer. You know, he continues to recruit that kid that might tell him at first, I'm not interested in LSU. And he continues to recruit him. But I think being able to sell yourself and your program to the family and to not only the young man, but to the family and to people around him. And a lot of times, you know, they have personal trainers and everything else that gets involved with it. It's the extended part of the family. You got to have a great desire to do it. When you travel the country, and now LSU is a national recruit team. They're recruiting out in Washington, D.C., in Virginia, and, you know, in the Midwest, out in California. It's not like you can get in a car and go to Letcher High School. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a totally different world.
Let's take a break. The texter texted and apologized, said he meant Bo Pelini coming back to LSU being a bad hire. It's been a rough week, so we'll jump on that when we come back. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 6:46, 14 before 7. Tommy Tucker talking to Mike Dettelier on his Friday morning, as we always do. Talk about the LSU and Saints games that are coming up. Real quick, Mike, getting back to the text. Bo Pelini, bad hire or not?
Well, we're fixing to find out. I mean, early results haven't been good, put it to you that way. Man, if you were
the early voting, huh?
The early voting would be is not. But, no, that to me is the key. As much talk this week has been about the freshman quarterbacks and who gets the nod, and it's TJ, that, man, that defense has got to play better because it hasn't been the offense. Per se, you know, when you're scoring, you know, over 38 points in the games, you should be winning. But you got to stop somebody. And they've had some real difficulties. This is a test your manhood game against South Carolina. South Carolina's coming off of a big win against Auburn. Man, they riding high. And, you know, they pick up, you know, they see on the internet that, okay, I'm going up against a freshman quarterback. And they saw film with that LSU defense. Man, you're trying to keep their overconfidence down a little bit if you're their coaches. LSU's got to play better on defense. And it won't matter who's playing quarterback. Because if you give up over 40 points again, you know, you're in big trouble. And so they got to fix those points defensively. And, man, it's been all over the board. It really has. It hasn't just been one thing. If it was one thing, that's easily fixed. It's a host of things. And also two shared experiences. This is a unit that doesn't have a lot of people that have played in meaningful games as a group. There is something about shared experiences as a group. And you've been humiliated in a lot of cases. You know, Mississippi State and then against Missouri. And you're getting tested here as a group. And I think they'll bounce back this week. I really do. It's almost, man, I can almost hear Diliberto screaming in my ear about, man, listen, it's too good to be true. You know, if you're thinking about betting on South Carolina, it's almost too good to be true to put your money on that game.
LSU is a 6-point favorite, right?
Yep. That's why I'm saying, you know, okay,
seems too good to be true.
South Carolina, you're getting points. You're coming off of a big win. You're playing a freshman quarterback. You're playing a team that has given up points, you know, in droves, and your heart is unbelievable. And yet you're getting points. It's almost like this is a little too good to be true. Yeah, and it normally those sort of things sort of bite you at times.
Don't ever discount that little voice, man. I'm going to tell you what, sometimes he knows what he's saying. Hey, when it comes to LSU, they went straight up or not?
I think they win in a close game. I really do. I think, you know, that man, they've been pushed up against the wall. And the one thing I do know, a lot of times desperate teams figure out a way to win. And they are playing it at home.
Saints, Mike, what do you think? Carolina, they beat them?
I will say this. Drew Brees has had some big games against Carolina, throwing the football. And this is a different Carolina defense. No Luke Kuechly at middle linebacker. They lose their best defensive lineman in Kawan Short to an injury. And so I suspect that this will be a big game for Drew. He has had some really, really top games against this Panther defense. And even without Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara has just been terrific. And his rapport now with Emmanuel Sanders has really hit. So I expect the Saints to win, and I think they'll win by more than a touchdown.
McCaffrey's playing or not? Somebody texted in.
Oh, Christian won't play. Christian McCaffrey won't play.
That helps. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, real quick, on the Twitter, who is that I'm seeing a picture of? 33, is it?
Tyrone Hughes.
Oh, okay. I should have known that. Thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, buddy.
Take a break.
All right.
You bet. This is a little bit of what went on at the debate last night from both President Trump and Vice President Biden.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.